Duty on Dayu, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Clone Trooper veteran on Dayu and Cody. This is part one of the Gold Leader series. Abridged summary. The clone veteran on Dayu was part of something bigger. He chose the name Hawkeye. It felt fitting for a sniper. His eyes were sharp, and he had the patience to sit still and wait for the right moment. A few times, Hawkeye wondered how he'd be able to use those skills if the war ever ended. Most days, he simply got up and went about his life, fighting in battles, spending time with the rest of the 501st, and being amazed by what their Jedi could do. He was a soldier. They were doing the right thing, protecting the Republic. Then, one day on Coruscant, everything changed. He wasn't Hawkeye anymore. He was CT-4724 again. But only CT-4724. And he stayed CT-4724 for a long time. The day everything changed again was a bit of a blur in his memory. He'd taken a nasty knock to the head during a mission. Next thing he knew, he was waking up in a ship he'd never seen before, and Captain Rex was there. And he was himself again. The captain told him about the chips in their heads and how it had controlled them. Hawkeye wished it took their memories away, too. The captain took him to some people that would help him recover from his injuries and get back on his feet. Part of Hawkeye didn't like seeing Rex go, but he understood that Rex had a responsibility to more than just him. It took Hawkeye a while to deal with it all. He drifted for a while, going planet to planet listlessly. Dayu seemed the perfect sort of place to disappear. He made some poor choices for a while. It was incredibly easy to do on a world like Dayu, a place that was teeming with opportunities to make all the wrong choices. At times, it felt like the very planet itself festered. Without a strong anchor, getting lost happened in the blink of an eye. One night, he found himself asking the Force for guidance. He wasn't entirely sure why he did it. Sure, it had always seemed to work for the generals, but look what happened to them. The Force hadn't been there for them, so why would it help a clone, especially one who had participated in the destruction of the Jedi Temple? A few days later, Hawkeye wondered if it was just a coincidence or if the Force really had been listening. Stepping in to help an injured Zabrak man protecting a child seemed like the most natural thing in the world. He didn't expect it to lead him to a network helping people who needed help getting off Dayu and starting new lives. He didn't expect to find himself talking to people who ran a network that helped Force-sensitives flee areas under Imperial control. It was exactly the sort of second chance Hawkeye wanted, so he grabbed hold with both hands. He wanted to do something good. There were so many clones in the galaxy, no one gave him a second look unless he got their attention. It made him a great lookout. Playing a homeless clone veteran wasn't how he had expected to use the skills he developed as a sniper, but it was nice to have a way to help. The fact that it was a reality that a growing number of his clone brothers genuinely faced was a horrible fact. He hoped they'd understand why he pretended the way he did. Years passed, and Hawkeye felt like what he did mattered. Then, one day, a day that had started very much like every other one, he saw someone he'd never expected to see again. High General Obi-Wan Kenobi. The years hadn't changed him so much that a 501st trooper wouldn't know him on sight. Hawkeye wanted to talk to him, to apologize for the temple, for everything. But he couldn't do that, not like this. The general clearly had a mission here, and drawing too much attention to him could jeopardize it. So, Hawkeye played his part of a homeless clone, and he squashed the rising ball of emotion when this man, this Jedi, who had lost so much because of the clones, had the compassion to give him credits. The galaxy hadn't deserved the Jedi, he thought for a moment. Then he corrected himself. No, the people of the galaxy, The people, like the ones he and the network helped, they did deserve the Jedi. They deserved people who were compassionate and who cared and wanted to help. It was the Senate and the Republic leadership who hadn't deserved the Jedi. Hadn't deserved any of them. The few decent senators, the ones who still tried so hard, were far outnumbered by the selfish and greedy. They didn't care about the Jedi, just like they didn't care about the people on planets like Dayu. As the general walked away, Hawkeye sent a careful message to his contacts in the network on this world. He didn't say who he had seen, just that it was an important Jedi and they needed to be alert. It hadn't taken a clone long after joining the 501st, or the 212th as he was told, to learn that Kenobi was as much of a trouble magnet as Skywalker. Hawkeye waited long enough that it wouldn't be suspicious. Then he got up, clutching his helmet close, and muttering about getting a hot meal. Very few people would care, but just in case anyone else was watching the area, he needed to keep his act up. Carefully, he headed back to the small apartment he had. It was nothing more than one small multipurpose room, a fresher, and a tiny kitchen, but he kept it clean, and it was secure. He didn't need more. Pulling out his most secure, secret comm, he considered what in the hells he was even supposed to say. They had codes for the important Jedi that hadn't been confirmed as killed by the Empire. Kenobi was top of the list. For the first time in years, his fingers trembled as he typed a message.
Gold leader spotted on Dayu.
He hit send and set the comm down. He went to his small conservator and got a drink of water. Faster than he did that, his comm pinged.
Repeat that.
The network here on Dayu wasn't the only one he was a part of. Working side by side with many of these networks across the galaxy was a network of clones who had escaped the Empire. Hawkeye wouldn't ever forget the day he was introduced to this man. Every clone in the Guard knew who Marshal Commander Cody was. Hells, a lot of clones wanted to be him. It was no surprise at all to Hawkeye when he learned that it was Commander Cody who led the clone network. He didn't have details about how the Marshal Commander had gotten out, wasn't sure anyone except maybe Captain Rex did. Either way, the network he oversaw was expansive and well-connected.
Repeat, gold leader spotted on Dayu.
The response was almost immediate.
Are you sure? Completely sure?
Hawkeye couldn't help the ghost of a sad smile that flitted across his face. How could he fault this particular clone for needing to be sure that his general still lived?
Interacted in person. Identity confirmed.
For a moment, Hawkeye regretted not being able to get a picture for Cody to see. The response was short, but he hadn't really expected much more.
Thank you.
Cody wasn't in a position to get to Dayu quickly. Hawkeye knew that. He also had a feeling the other clone was currently regretting that with everything he had. After eating a ration bar from his stores, Hawkeye returned to his spot on the street and took up his watch once more. This time, he took the clone network comm with him, just in case. It meant he had a great view when everything went wrong. With a deep frown, he reached for the comm.
Gold leader in trouble. Big bounty.
He knew it was his imagination, but he was certain he could hear Cody swearing from half a galaxy away. Still, the response, when it came, made him grin.
10 years and he still can't stay out of trouble for 5 carking minutes.
There wasn't much Hawkeye could do to help. He didn't have transport off-world. He didn't know the schedule or the next ship the network would use. So, he settled for what he could do. He stopped as many of the would-be bounty seekers as he could. He hoped the Force was with General Kenobi. That had to be enough. At least until Cody could get to him. The End.